God bless you, friends. This is Pastor A.D. Finkley, and I am so delighted that you have tuned into the Global Leadership Show, a show designed to empower your leadership and to strengthen your ability to lead. Listen, I pray that your day is one of joy and one of bliss in the very presence of the Lord. I'm so delighted that you have tuned in today as we continue to discuss our topic from last week here on the Global Leadership Show. For those of you that were not with us last week, we began to tackle the issue of the crisis in leadership, and not only the crisis in leadership, but also the answer to the crisis which we find in leadership. And my friend, listen, you know as well as I do that as we look around, we see that there is a tremendous crisis when it comes to leadership. But listen, my friend, I have very good news that even though we can see that there is certainly a crisis within leadership, one thing that we can always count on, and that is that whenever there is a crisis, God always raises somebody up to be the answer to the crisis that you find in leadership. And so, my friend, I believe with all of my heart that God has you tuned into the Global Leadership Show so that he might use you as the answer to the crisis that we find in leadership. God wants to prepare you. He wants to get you ready. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to empower your ability to lead so that you can be the answer to the crisis in the area of leadership that he has placed you in. My friend, as we began to talk last week, we talked intensively concerning the crisis. And one of the things that we said last week that I believe with all of my heart bears the need to be repeated, and that is that this crisis is on every level of leadership. That's right, on every level of leadership. We already discussed about the fact that there's certainly a crisis within the home. We see that the displacement of the father. We see that there is a crisis within our local government. I mean, all you have to do is just investigate, just look around and listen to some of the scandals and some of the deceptiveness. We already know that, praise God, there's certainly a level of crisis within leadership when it comes to the state level. We know that nationally, on the governmental level, that there is certainly a crisis at hand. And above all of these things, we certainly know, those of us that are born again, we know certainly that there's a crisis within the church. But listen, my friend, I believe with all of my heart that even though we find the crisis on all of these levels, that God is raising up men and he's raising up women who are going to be the answer to the crisis. And so, my friend, I want you to begin to think of yourself in those types of terms, that God is grooming me to be the answer to the crisis. You know, sometimes when we find that there's a crisis, whether it be within home, in our homes, or whether it be on our jobs, or even sometimes within our ministries, or whether it be a crisis, praise God, on the city level or the state level or even the national level, we often get a tendency to pray that God would raise somebody up, that God would send somebody in. Well, my friend, listen, you are the answer to the prayer that you've been praying. Listen, God didn't have to raise anybody up and send in a wandering prophet. Oh no, he's going to send you. He wants to position you. He wants to put you in the place so that he can answer that crisis that you find in leadership. Listen, my friends, I told you last week that the Bible declares that all authority is ordained of God. In other words, God has his hands in every level of leadership. If all authority is ordained of God, then what that means is that God has his hand in every level of leadership. And because God has his hand in every level of leadership, he is not going to sit back and look at a crisis, praise God, and not do anything about it. Oh no, my friend, whenever there is a crisis in leadership, God raises somebody up praise the Lord, to be an answer to that crisis. And I'm telling you, my friend, those of you that are sitting up under the sound of my voice, you are the answer to the crisis. And so this is an exciting time. This is a wonderful season to get prepared to be the answer. And so we looked at it last week. I'm not going to go all back into that, but praise God, I'll touch it briefly. We looked at it last week, a few cases, praise God, when there was a crisis in leadership in how God raised somebody up. We looked at the life of Eli, and Eli had this problem with disciplining his sons who were in leadership along with him. And so we had a crisis in leadership there. And we looked at the life of Samuel and how Samuel came about. And we discussed the fact that, you know, oftentimes people look at Samuel's life and they think that Samuel was just an answer to Hannah's prayer. Yes, he was an answer to Hannah's prayer. But let me tell you something. It goes a step further than that. Samuel was actually an answer to the crisis of leadership that God had with Eli. When you look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, you'll find that God was well aware of the crisis that was in leadership with Eli at that time. You know, the Bible declares that an unnamed prophet, you know, God doesn't even give this prophet's name. It says an unnamed prophet showed up to Eli and said to him many things. But one of the things he said to him is that God said that I'll raise me up a faithful priest. You know what that meant? That meant that I'm going to raise somebody up to replace you, because I already see that there's a crisis in leadership. And that replacement that God raised up at that time to answer the crisis within leadership was nobody than Samuel himself. God allowed Eli to train him. God allowed Eli to teach him how to hear his voice. God allowed Eli to teach him all the things concerning the priesthood, how to handle the people, and all of these different types of things. But the whole time, God had already had in his mind that, listen, I'm going to replace you, Eli, because I'm going to replace you with somebody who's going to do my will. Listen, my friend, whenever there is a crisis in leadership, God always, he will always raise up somebody who is going to lead, somebody who is going to do it the way that God wants it done. And listen, my friend, you may be walking around and you're saying to yourself, listen, there is a crisis in leadership. When we think about the ministry, we see all of this mess and all of this garbage that's within the ministry in the day in which we live. And let me tell you something, friend, it is a crisis, but I believe that God has somebody who has not bowed their knee to Baal, whom he is preparing, who he is getting ready to be the answer to the crisis that's at hand. And listen, my friend, I believe with all of my heart that is you. You know, when we looked at the life of Saul last week, and we saw that Saul had this tremendous issue with obeying God. I mean, Saul, whom God anointed as king. You know what? He had a problem. He had a problem. He did not want to obey God. On every junction, every single time that Saul had a chance to rebel or disobey God, he certainly took it up. I mean, every time you turn around. And so God got to the place where he sent a word through the mouth of Samuel to let Saul know that God had rejected him as being king. My God, you know, that's something when you are such a crisis in leadership until God says, I reject you as being king. I mean, that's a strong word. And God told Samuel to tell Saul that he's chosen one of his brethren that's better than him. And let me tell you something, that crisis in leadership was answered by no one else but David. You know, I'm thinking about when David met Goliath. You know, what a situation that was set up by God to display to the fact that this is the man that I've chosen instead of Saul. You know, it was a crisis in leadership. Here you have Goliath taunting the people of God, and Saul, the king, and all of the army men here, they're being afraid to go out and face this uncircumcised Philistine. And let me tell you something. You know what that displays? That displays that there was a crisis in leadership. Whenever people are afraid to lead, let me tell you something, that means that there's a crisis. Oh, but God let his man, the one whom he had chosen, the one whom he had groomed to be the answer to the crisis in leadership at that time, he allowed him to show up on the scene. And when David showed up on the scene, listen, it ultimately led to the death of Goliath. God always raises up an answer to the crisis. And so, my friend, when we look around and we see this crisis, and I'm telling you, it's everywhere. You don't have to go far. You don't have to run away. You can look right out your window. You can turn on your TV. You can go and visit many of your local churches, and you'll see within yourself that there's certainly a crisis in leadership. But listen, I want you to be encouraged, because God is handpicked. God is grooming some men and some women to be the answer to the crisis. Now, I want to get down this segment of the show. I want to get down to the root of the problem. You know, the real root of the problem and the reason that there is such a crisis within leadership is because we have adopted the world's model. That's right. We have adopted the world's model. You got to understand that there's no greater example of leadership than Jesus Christ himself. I mean, you know, he is the chief and supreme leader. And listen, if we would look at his model of leadership, we'll certainly find that there's absolutely no crisis that can be found in leading the way that Christ led. But what has happened to much of the leadership, what has happened in the area of leadership that's brought this crisis about, is the fact that we've taken on the world's model instead of the model of Christ. And so when it comes to leadership and the world's model, the world model, when it comes to leadership, says that the leader must always be served. That's right. In other words, the one that's at the top must be the one who is receiving all of the service. And so many people enter into leadership for self-serving purposes. You know, leadership is not viewed as a place of service anymore. It's viewed as a place of prestige. In other words, when people enter into leadership, regardless of whatever level leadership is found on, oftentimes they enter into leadership for self-serving purposes. And let me tell you something, my friend, if you are ever going to be that next level leader, the first thing you have to understand is that I cannot enter into leadership thinking that I'm going to be served. Nobody should be waiting on the leader hand and foot. That's right. I know that goes against the grain. I know that many people would disagree with me wholeheartedly and totally. But let me explain something to you. Whenever you have a self-serving leader, let me explain something to you. What you're going to have next is a tremendous crisis at hand. Because when you have a self-serving leader, a leader that is self-serving could care less about anybody else who is up under his leadership. Because his sole purpose, or her sole purpose, is to be pleased, to be served, to be the one that everybody waits hand and foot on. And let me tell you something, that has absolutely nothing to do with leadership. And so what has happened to us is that we have somehow or another taken on the world's model of leadership. And this model of leadership says that, praise God, I must be served. If I'm the leader, then I have to be served. But let me tell you something, friend. Listen, if you're going to be the answer to the crisis, you have got to get rid of that type of mindset when it comes to leadership. Listen, nobody has to wait on you hand and foot. I know that at some time you may get to an age where you may need a little extra help. But listen, I'm talking about these young boys who are 20, 26, and 30, and 32, have people walking around toting their Bibles and wiping their sweat. There's something absolutely wrong with that. That sets the wrong kind of mindset in the minds of others. Listen, leadership is not about being served. So when you take on the world's model that says a leader must be served, I'm telling you, what you're creating is the crisis. And what we see today in much of the areas of leadership in which we find this crisis, I'm telling you, we're finding that, praise God, it all boils down to people have quit entering into leadership to serve, and they are entering into leadership to be served. And whenever you take that kind of mindset, listen, that's not God's mindset. That's not Jesus's mindset. That's the mindset of the world, that leadership is all about service. And so when we see this crisis, at the root of the crisis in which we see, it's because men have this desire to be served by others. But let me tell you something, my friend. When you look at the model and when you look at the model that Jesus laid out in his word, in his leadership model, let me tell you something. It's not a model of leadership that says I'm here to be served, but it's a model of leadership that says I'm here to serve. That's right. That's right, my friend. You know, Jesus said this in Mark chapter 10 and verse number 45. Jesus said, listen, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life for a ransom of many. In other words, you know what that meant? Jesus was saying there that, listen, I did not come for you to serve me. Oh my God, I believe I done lost some people right there. Jesus' model of leadership says, listen, I didn't come to be served. No, that's not the purpose that that's not the purpose that I've come. I didn't come to be served, but what I did come to do is that I came to serve. And listen, my friend, if you are going to be the answer to leadership, if you're going to be the answer to the crisis that we find in leadership, you have got to take on the same kind of mentality that Jesus Christ had. And that mentality says that, listen, my friend, if you're going to be that answer to the crisis in leadership, then you have got to take on the mentality and the mindset and the model of leadership that Jesus Christ has laid out in his word. And Jesus's model says that, listen, my friend, that I did not come for anybody to serve me, but I came to serve. And listen, if you would take on that kind of mindset, that kind of model, that kind of leadership style, listen, God will definitely raise you up to be the answer to the crisis that we find within leadership. I'm telling you, this crisis that we find in leadership stems from the fact that men and women are self-serving. In other words, they want the perks. They want the benefits. They want the fame. They want the name. They want, praise God, all of the howling and the wind blowing the wind. They want all of these different types of things. But let me tell you something. Leadership is not about that. And so if you're going to let God raise you up to be the answer to the crisis, let me tell you something. It starts with your mindset being that I am in leadership to serve those who are up under me, and I am going to be the best servant to them that I possibly can be. Let me tell you something. You never find Jesus walking around seeking and looking for someone to serve him. No. You never found that. But what you did find was Jesus serving. He served when he taught. He served when he healed. He served when he delivered. And let me tell you something. If you get over to John chapter 13, listen, in that upper room there, he was still yet serving before he even began to make his way to Calvary's Hill. And certainly, listen, let me tell you something. Jesus's model of leadership that you can never find any level of crisis in Jesus's model of leadership. And I'm telling you why, my friend. It's because it is a model of service and not one of being served. And so when it comes to this crisis, I'm telling you, the issue that we find, the problem that you see, stems from the fact that men and women have become so self-serving until they refuse to stop long enough and realize that a self-serving model of leadership, listen, only perpetuates the crisis that is at hand. But if there's going to be an answer to the crisis, if there's going to be a change in these circumstances, if there's going to be a change in the way that leadership is done, let me tell you something. It has to start with the fact that, listen, I am in leadership because I'm here to serve and I'm not here to be served. I mean, especially when you look in the ministry, I'm telling you, some of this stuff is ridiculous. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. I've seen, praise God, men getting massages. I mean, really, you know, by other men at that, you know, I'm not even gonna get into that. But you know, it's unreal. It's just unreal at the kind of man worship that takes place because someone is sitting up and allowing these people to serve them in ungodly ways. You know, in ungodly ways. Absolutely right. I know that there are some people who just want to be a blessing, and I absolutely have no problem with that. None whatsoever. You know, I think if people want to be a blessing to a certain extent, you ought to let them be a blessing. But let me tell you something. There is another extent of allowing people to do stuff that's not healthy for them. But when you have someone who has a self-serving mindset, when you have someone who is absorbed with themselves, listen, they'll let people do anything. Because they think that the role that they have as leader, and I'm not just talking about pastors, I'm talking about in other areas too. There's some crazy stuff that goes on in homes because I'm the mama or I'm the daddy and you should do this and you should do that because I'm the mom and I'm the dad. You know, there's a whole lot, or I'm your boss and because I'm your boss, you should do all of these different types of things. Let me explain something. Because people sometimes are so self-serving, they allow people to do anything. And let me tell you something, what that leads to is a crisis in leadership, because leadership is all about those in whom, in whom I am leading. And so, praise God, if we are going to be the answer to the crisis in leadership, let me tell you something, we have got to take on the model that we find from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's a model of leadership that says, listen, I did not come that somebody might serve me, but I came that I might serve someone else. You know, when we look at the disciples, we can see this same level and this same model of leadership within their leadership styles. You know, you never found the disciples going to places and being a burden on people. No. You never found the disciples doing much of this stuff that we're doing today, that we're calling ministry today. I mean, some of the stuff that we do is just overboard, but you didn't see that, because these men watched the model of Jesus Christ and his servitude in leadership. And so when Jesus went back to glory and left them to found and build the church, listen, let me tell you something. They had the same model of leadership, and that model of leadership was one of service. In other words, I've come to serve you. I didn't come to be served. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking about the Apostle Paul. You know, one thing about the Apostle Paul, he always said, you know, he preached at night, praise God, at some places he went, and he made tents by day because he said, listen, I don't want to be a burden. And in other words, listen, I don't want to lay the church down. I don't want to put an undue burden upon the church. And so, you know, I'm going to do what I have to do in order so that my needs might be met and no extra weight or burden may be laid upon the ministry. Now, let me explain something to you. I'm not saying that a ministry should not take care of the pastor. Don't say that. I'm not saying that, praise God, there's some other things that goes on in the ministry that the ministry should not take care of men and women who serve in certain areas. I am not saying that. But what I am saying is I have a problem when, praise God, that's the only reason that you're doing it. Yep, that's right. I have a problem because that's the only reason that you're doing it. If that's the only reason that you're doing it is because money is attached to it, listen, you're not ready for leadership, because your leadership is all about self-serving. That's self-serving. As a pastor, you know, at some day, yes, I will be compensated. I have no problem with that. But let me tell you something. Compensation is not the reason why I'm even on this radio blog. Compensation is not the reason why I teach online classes. Compensation is not the reason why I preach the word of God on Wednesday night and Sunday morning, evening programs. Listen, compensation is not the reason why that, praise God, I pray for the saints. That's not the reason why I do these things. And let me tell you something. If that's the reason why you are doing some of these things, let me tell you something. That's a self-serving model of leadership. And what you are doing, listen, what you are doing with that type of model is perpetuating the crisis that's in leadership. But listen, my friend, I believe with all of my heart that God is grooming some men and he's grooming some women to say, listen, I am going to raise me up a faithful priest. I'm going to raise me up a faithful leader who is going to lead the way that I want him to lead, who is going to do it in the pattern and in the way that I desire. I'm going to raise me up somebody whom I can anoint, whom I can commission, who is going to stand in the fullness of my power to declare my word, to work my my work, to push my agenda, to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth in certain areas that did not have the influence of the kingdom before they entered into it. I'm going to groom me somebody who is going to do this thing the way that I want them to do it. In other words, I'm going to raise me up somebody who is going to be the answer to the crisis that we find in leadership. And so, my leader, I want you to be encouraged. I know it may not be your season yet. That's right. It may not be your time yet. It may not be your moment yet, but that's okay. You let God mold you. You let God shape you. You get yourself ready. You get prepared. You study like you need to. Pray like you need to. Fast like you need to. Listen, seek God like you need to, so that when it comes to your time for God to raise you up and say, here is my answer to the crisis that's within leadership, you have the model of Jesus Christ, one of service and not one of being served, and you can move forward into the things of God. I'm telling you, there's a crisis. But I'm so glad, my friend, that God is raising you up to answer it. And listen, when you enter into leadership, let me explain something to you. I want your model of leadership to be one of service. Listen, never get into leadership seeking to be served. You know, if you're looking for fame and all of these different types of things, listen, don't get into it because you're not ready yet. Listen, if you have a heart for the people, then let me tell you something, friend. You are certainly ready to be trained. You're ready for God to groom you to be the answer to the crisis. You know, we really have to make sure that, praise God, we allow God to prepare us to be the answer to the crisis, because our children are watching us. You know, sometimes I sit back and I get frustrated when I see this foolishness going on in church, and I'm saying to myself, Lord, have mercy, look at the babies. You know, that's really who be on my mind, the babies, be the children. Because listen, we are not going, those of us that are of age, I'm speaking to, those of us that are of age, listen, it is the children that's going to be the leaders behind us. And if we are modeling foolishness, that's right, I said it, if we are modeling foolishness before our children, then what kind of model of leadership are they going to have? If they see people running around falling all over the leaders like fools, I mean, what kind of mindset are we putting in them? What kind of heart are we giving them? Listen, let me tell you something. Praise God. I'm glad that I came through at a time that we didn't have as much as we have now, because I'm telling you, I saw people serve God because they love God and they love God's people, not because a salary was attached to it. That's right. Not because there was a salary attached to it. And so when I see much of this foolishness in leadership, let me tell you something. I get to thinking about these babies. I get to thinking about these children. And listen, I get my heart get heavy, and my mind gets laden down, because I'm saying, Lord, have mercy. What are we going to leave our children? A bunch of foolishness. And listen, what the parents do in moderation, what the adults do in moderation. If our foolishness is in moderation, then their foolishness is going to be in excess. Listen, friend, we have a crisis. And so because we have this crisis, listen, God is raising somebody up to be the answer to it. And at the root of this crisis, listen, this is going to be the last broadcast we do concerning the crisis and the answer to it. Let me tell you something. This crisis stemmed from the fact that we have allowed the world's model. The world model says, listen, I'm here to be served. That's what it says. That's what it says. That's what it says. It says, listen, I am to be served. That's what the world's model says. The world's model says, listen, serve the chief, serve the leader, serve the one that's in charge. But if we're going to be the answer to the crisis, we have to take on the model of Christ. And the model of Christ, when it comes to leadership, says, listen, I did not come to be served, but I came to serve. Listen, my friend, this is your finest hour. And God has called you into the kingdom for such a time as this. And the reason that he's called you into the kingdom for such a time as this is solely because he is preparing you to be the answer. And so I'm asking you to let God groom you. Let God prepare you. Let God get you ready for the greater call and the greater assignment, because you are the answer to the crisis. That crisis you see in ministry, Listen, my friend, you're the answer. That crisis you see in government, listen, my friend, you're the answer. That crisis you see in state government, local government, on your job, in your home, you are the answer to that crisis. And so, my friend, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stay strong. Until we have an opportunity to meet again, listen, continue to let God prepare you to be the answer to the crisis.
Thank you for tuning into the Global Leadership Show with Pastor A.D. Finkley. It is our desire to empower your leadership and strengthen your ability to lead. For more information concerning any of these broadcasts, please contact AFM Ministries located at 13086 Old U.S. Highway 52 in the great city of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Our zip code is 27107. Our telephone number is 336-251-3603. Without further delay, let's talk leadership with Pastor Finkley.